Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Don't know about you, but I cannot believe that it is already December 24th. Christmas Eve is here. And, you know, for a lot of people, Christmas Eve is awesome. And for other people, it's kind of painful. We've talked about that a little bit over the past couple weeks. And I want to talk to you today about the season of Christmas. Both today, I'm going to start here on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day, I'll continue this. So if you're traveling, hopefully you'll check us out and listen to the podcast of these programs anytime at www.hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But I want to talk to you about the season of Christmas. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And, you know, we all go through different seasons of life. Some are really great. I kind of call them the spring and summer seasons of life, where things are just going well. It's beautiful. The flowers are blooming and the sun's shining. It's warm, and you go vacations. And then you get into the fall seasons, which are still good, but, you know, the leaves start to change, and that's beautiful. But then they die and fall off. And then you get into winter season. The time has changed, and it's gets dark early. You go to bed, it's dark. You get off work, it's dark. And it's just a kind of a lonely, cold, bitter time. So there's lots of different seasons, and this season of Christmas that we come into every year is, we've talked about a lot recently, is for some people the most wonderful time of year, and for others it's a painful time of year. And yet, I want to remind you that Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, over 400 years before Jesus was actually born, it was predicted in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And I don't know what you need God to be for you this Christmas season, this season of Christmas. Maybe you need to be your wonderful counselor. Just you need wisdom. Just been a really challenging Christmas season, maybe this fall, maybe the whole year of 2018. And you just need God to be your wonderful counselor. Then you also have you need strength. You need him to be a mighty God. You just need some strength. I love the verse in the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord shall be my strength." And I've had to say that many times when I've been weary and just worn out. Maybe some of you are just exhausted mentally, emotionally, and physically this Christmas. But I'm so thankful that God sent his one and only son, Jesus, that he might be either our wonderful counselor or be our mighty God. He's all of those. But sometimes, you know, different seasons of life, we need a different type of Jesus in our lives. And so maybe you needed that mighty God part that they talked about in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Or maybe some of you just need him to be, Jesus, to be your everlasting Father. I know from many of my friends, it's amazing how many people's dads have passed away in the past year. This will be my second Christmas without my dad. And, just to be honest with you, it saddens me. My dad was just such a great guy to be around Christmas, and he would read the Christmas story of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. I miss him. But, man, I know he's with Jesus, and he wouldn't trade places with us. But I kind of need God a little bit to be my everlasting Father this Christmas season, because I miss my earthly father. And then last but not least, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says that a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be called a Prince of Peace. And for some of you, man, your life's been a lot of turmoil this year. And it's been a lot of busyness. And man, I pray even with this busyness of Christmas Eve that at some point today, tonight, or whenever you listen to this, it could be several days from now, that that you just do what Psalm 46:10 asks us to do, and it's to help us. It is to be still and know that he is God. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I just love that word peace. Friends, when I say the word peace, it just relaxes me. The Bible says that Jesus provides a peace that passes all understanding. And I can tell you in my 53 years of life, I've found that to be so true. And for some of you right now, you just need a little peace in your life, and you need this baby Jesus that we're celebrating his birth. You need him to be your Prince of Peace. You know, it's really interesting. Some people, they're like, well, I don't know if I believe in Jesus and all that. And that's great. I love for people to check out Hope Is Here that are on a spiritual journey, or others maybe surrender their one and only life to Jesus when they were children. But as adults, they've kind of gotten away and kind of got into their own worlds, and yet now they've got kids of their own, and they're wanting to get back involved in having faith and going to church. Or maybe it's you've just gotten older in life, and man, you've wandered from the faith because you had a bad experience at church. And you know, I know I've had that happen too, and it's painful. But want to remind you, we don't go to church to worship people. We come to worship Jesus, both his birth here at Christmas and then his death, burial, and resurrection at Easter. But the main thing I want to say about all this is that, you know, even if you don't believe, it's amazing that over 2,000 years later, that our calendar is still based upon using Jesus Christ as our reference point. Because of Jesus, history is divided into B.C., which is before Christ, in AD, Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord. Hope I did not butcher that too bad. Every other event in history and every event on our calendar today is dated by how many days and years it has been since Jesus Christ appeared on earth. Even your birthday is dated by Jesus' birthday. So that's kind of a little bit, as my dad used to say, food for thought. You know, something you need to process and think about, chew on a little bit, see how the saying goes. Because the fact of the matter is, I mean, we've been doing this history, the calendar's based on that over 2,000 years later. So I think it's a really powerful point that maybe somebody needed to hear today that's listening, and that God has not forgot you. Want to get a happy birthday shout out to my brother Darren. He is a Christmas Eve baby. Hard to believe that. 46 years old today on Christmas Eve. Happy birthday to Darren. He's in Austin, Texas, and don't think we're going to be able to see them this Christmas, unfortunately. So going to miss him and his precious wife, Carla, and their two wonderful children, Walker and Caroline. Can't believe Caroline's a senior in high school this year. Unbelievable. But I want to go into the Christmas story, the one I like in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in Bethlehem, the city of David, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God has pleased. Man, what a wonderful passage. And this brings back childhood memories for me, that my father read this as a child. Didn't accept Jesus till 50, but it was beautiful how he would read the Christmas story, and still makes me a little emotional today as I read it, as much as it did back then. But, you know, there's several things that are takeaways for me as I read that story about in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, announcing the birth of Jesus. And I'm going to share a couple of those today, then I'm going to share the other four tomorrow. But the first one is in verse 9 there, an angel of the Lord appeared. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. Now remember, the angel of the Lord appeared. These guys were shepherds. I mean, that was not a very glorifying job. And yet God, I love it that he didn't appear before the people that are rich and powerful, the government leaders. He appeared, sent his angel to shepherds. who are humbly and faithfully watching their flock, the sheep out in the fields. But it says, the angel appeared of the Lord appeared. And I want to ask you the question today, when have you seen something happen that only God can do? When have you seen something that only God can do? I've seen it over and over on Hope Is Here through the past year. People just responding through emails, text, Facebook messages, it's phone calls, running into people at the grocery store, at Speedway. I mean, it's just amazing talking about Hope Is Here has encouraged them. And to think that we've got over 12,000 podcasts listened to right before our first anniversary on December 4th. It's something only God can do. I heard Bill Hybels, the founding pastor at Willow Creek Community Church, was their pastor for over 30 years, for recently retiring. And, you know, he would talk about something when something would happen. He'd say, it's all you can say is only God. I want to ask you, what is something in your life this year that only God can do? I've seen donations come in each month, random donations from people that, you know, a lot of times I haven't even asked them for a donation, but without even asking, they send a very generous donation. And I just sit there and I get them sometimes, and I read the nice card, the note, and it just says, God laid you on our hearts and just wanted to bless your ministry. Thank you for giving us hope throughout this year. And I just sit there and I think, only God. Only God. And, you know, the one thing that I think is really important as a second takeaway from this passage in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, is that we don't have to be afraid this Christmas season. Obviously, those shepherds were afraid when they appeared to them. It says that they were terrified there in verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. And friends, I just want to say, whatever's going on in your life this Christmas, whether it's a major health challenge, financial challenges, loneliness, I mean, debts maybe that you're dealing with, and you're just like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to pay off all these bills that I've got. I just want to encourage you this Christmas, because of Jesus, you don't have to be afraid. God will make a way. He really will. The Bible tells us, if God is for us, who can be against us? And I need to be reminded of that, not just at Christmas season, but year-round. And that's why God, instead of just sending his son, you know, to earth as an adult to save us, he sent him as a baby, humbly, in a manger, and announced his arrival to a bunch of humble shepherds taking care of their flock, the sheep in the field. Friends, God does not do things the world's ways. And I'm so thankful that I serve a God that, with his one and only son Jesus, when he sent him, said that he came full of grace and truth. Sometimes we need truth. There's definitely a time for that, and I have no problem with all with people telling me the truth or me giving people truth. But I also want to remind you, the Bible says, speak the truth in love. Don't forget those last two words. Well, this is our Christmas Eve edition of Hope Is Here, and I've been reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. I'm going to give you four other takeaways that kind of spoke to me from reading this passage, so I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue talking about the season of Christmas on Hope Is Here.
Would you please consider making a year-end donation to Hope Is Here Ministries? You can donate online at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, or you can mail a check to Hope Is Here Ministries at 941 Girardi Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40509. For more information, visit them online at hopeishere.today. All donations are tax deductible and help keep this ministry on the air. Thank you for considering Hope Is Here as part of your year-end giving. We hope that you have a Merry Christmas.